that fiscal note really is what we would consider very incomplete. For one, let's just start with the $82,000 that they mentioned. For one, that's over a biennium, so that amounts to $41,000 per year. And we also have to keep in mind that half of that is federal and half of that is state, so roughly about $20,500 of that is actually state funds per year. So as you can see with that, amount, we're talking about $20,000 on a, multi-million dollar budget. And the other thing is that, in today's market, that $20,000 could represent one specialty drug or one biological treatment. That savings in the grand scheme of things extremely small. But the second piece to that is there's a lot of other things that one needs to look at that only represents if $4 drugs were filled at a certain percentage. That doesn't take into account the other 99% of the prescription collective basket that exists in the state, where prices have been found to be higher by the large change, as well as that doesn't take into consideration what happens to the lost state and local tax revenues if roughly, 70 pharmacies close, according to the economic reports that were delivered during the legislative session. That also doesn't take into the fact that Walmart's very own website states prices may be higher in some states due to predatory pricing laws. And so keep in mind, just as our neighbors are asterisked with having potentially higher prices for those drugs, North Dakota also has predatory pricing laws in place just like our neighbors do. So wonder what those prices will actually be. And the second thing is that disclaimers further state prices may change at any time. Well, that's the same thing as saying the ad in the Sunday paper probably won't be the same 2 months from now. That fiscal note doesn't take into account any potential access issues with patients now having to drive 20, 30, 40, 50 miles or more to now access prescriptions. It also doesn't take into account what if Medicaid patients need or have to advocate to have prescriptions mailed to them and covered now. Those are some of the things that aren't considered in that fiscal note, and really that fiscal note was just looking, what if Walmart $4 drugs were available, and what if those were dispensed at similar rates possibly as other states? And like I said, I mean, at $20,000 of state funds per year, we're looking at possibly changing a law for $20,000 in general fund savings for what would be considered a, an incomplete fiscal note, to where actually at the end of the day, I think the fiscal note could cost the state and communities tens of millions of dollars, just as economists have provided testimony in the past.